Blog Talk Radio. everybody. Good day to you wherever you are in the world. It is early afternoon here on the East Coast of the United States. And I know I have listeners from all around the world. So I welcome you whatever time of day you're in, whatever time zone, or whatever day you're in. And also to all of those who will listen to the replay, because I know not everyone is able to catch the live show, and particularly today's show, because I had to change the time due to some time constraints that I ran into that were not anticipated and technical difficulties. So I appreciate you guys so much for understanding, and again, I apologize for that. My guides told me to leave it. I had scheduled originally for 12:30, and they told me to leave it for 12:30, and I ignored them and decided to move it up to 11:30, and I should have listened to them. I know better, because they're always right. And they were right again today about leaving the show scheduled for 12:30. Again, so part was technical difficulties, and part was because I had this most wonderful experience yesterday with a woman who is here from the East Coast, the West Coast. She's here from California, and she's a healer, and her healing practice is called Jane's Dancing Hands. So you guys can look her up on Facebook or her website. Her website is janesdancinghands.com. And she's really a truly amazing healer. And I've been saying for several weeks now, I really need some healing work done, but haven't really resonated with an individual person to go see. And, you know, I've worked with a bunch of healers in the past, but it just didn't feel right at this time to see those healers at this time and in this moment, and for the things that I felt I had going on and needed healing. And so I went to this workshop that Jane offered yesterday, and it was really interesting, and the ways that she does her healing work. It's through dance and through mudras, and it was really, really an amazing experience. And I'm just going to jump on Facebook here because those guys have been expecting me also. And again, I should have left it at the 12:30, but, you know, I can sometimes think that, oh, well, I'll be able to do this. So let me get on live here on Facebook. And, oh, wow, it's not giving me the option. Wow, that's weird. Okay, so let me see if I can do it this way. And so anyway, so Jane's Dancing Hands, really, really interesting. And I got so much out of it. It was really, really remarkable. And I've been asking for some guidance and for a healer that somebody is time for me to see. Ah, there it is. And so it was Jane, and I feel really blessed. But anyway, so it didn't make me run late, so I apologize for that. And sorry, I'm putting some makeup on for the camera for Facebook. And anyway, so today, you know, I would like to take callers if anybody wants to call into the show. And we are going to be talking about Day of the Dead and All Souls Day and getting in touch with your relatives who have passed, because our relatives are so very important to us. They paved the way for who you are today and assisted in your becoming and who you are today. And even though the most very difficult relationships are important, and they might be
the most important relationships that you have had with your relatives who have passed, because those are the ones that really tend to be the place where we need the most healing. And just gonna go live here. Okay. Tend to be where we have the most healing. So here I am on Facebook now also. So on Blog Talk in conjunction with Facebook, if you guys we'll let a few people come on. So I was just saying that I apologize for being late. And I had this most wonderful experience yesterday with this woman doing in this healing group she's called Jane. Her name is Jane Sibbett, and her healing modality is called Jane's Dancing Hands. And it's pretty wonderful and pretty amazing. And I had some reservation about going, and I didn't understand what the reservation was until about halfway through the healing session, when I realized that this woman was doing work in an area that I have been called to do. And I have been given a gift about 2.5 years ago of something called ectoplasm. Nobody that I've talked to, you know, really seems to know a lot about it. And then, you know, the healers that I've worked with in the past and teachers that the healer school that I went to, they've just heard of it and don't really know a lot about it. So I hadn't really pursued it. And the last month, it's been really, really interesting because the gift has been coming back in my face, where I've seen somebody post that a workshop about a book that a woman wrote about physical mediumship, and then the friend that posted it, I asked her about it, and she's familiar with it, and she's actually seen, been to events with physical mediumship. And physical mediumship is where, when you're channeling, your face can actually transpose in front of people so that they're seeing the face of their loved ones who have passed, is one part of it. Another part of it is materializing physical objects, either out of your hands or out of your mouth. And that kind of was like, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not so sure I want to go there. Well, it's really, really interesting because Jane has had the experience. She is a physical medium. And she has produced crystals, actual crystals, out of her hands. And people tell her that her face transposes to their loved ones, sometimes in front of them. And that's part of physical mediumship. So it was really cool for me to meet someone who actually does that work and totally embraces it and has no fear whatsoever about it. That was really, really neat. So this morning, she's here from California just for 2 days. And this morning I had the opportunity last minute to have a private session with her. So I really felt called to do that with her. And it was really, really amazing and wonderful and magical. And because I've been saying for about a month now, you know, I really need a healing, but I'm not feeling called to go to my regular people. And now I understand why. And my guides are always right. They always put me in the right direction. Good morning, Mary Ellen. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Lisa. By grace. I just need to let a few other people know that I'm on because they messaged me because I'm off my schedule. Sorry about that, guys. And it's such a beautiful day here today. I decided to do the show from the deck because it's absolutely gorgeous. Hello, Shauna. It's beautiful here today. And, you know, fall in New England, we can have really amazing, beautiful days. And even in December and sometimes even in January, which is winter. But today is exceptionally beautiful. And then it's supposed to get really cold. So I thought I'd take advantage and soak up some of these beautiful sun rays and chat with you guys while we're doing that. So let me just let these people know that I am on. Cool. All right. So if you guys, anybody wants to call into the show, I am taking callers today. It's easier for me really to get you live on the phone. I mean, I can do readings on Facebook, but it's really easier to get you live on the phone because then we can have a conversation back and forth rather than waiting for the delay and Facebook and the chat and so forth. So if you'd like to call in to the show today, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. Again, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. I would love to chat with you. All right. So, 41:41 I just saw on my clock here on the timer on Blog Talk. That's pretty cool. Ah, Cindy, there you are. Going to drive to mom's now, listening in the car. Great, great, great. Yeah, I was just saying, explaining why I was late. And of course, I didn't listen to my guides. They're always right. But I thought, oh no, I'll be back in plenty of time. No problem. Well, wrong. They were right, as usual. So I had this great healing experience this morning, and Jane is actually doing a two-hour workshop this afternoon, which is a very small group, which I'm going to participate in again. And it's so wonderful when I meet people who understand the work that I do and who work on the level that I do, or even a higher level than I do. And she really confirmed so many things for me. And, you know, one of those things is that I have to be really discerning about who works on me, because I have such a unique energy signature, and I work with such high-level beings at this point in my career. Oh, Mary Ellen, thank you. I mean, Shauna, thank you so much for putting the number in the chat. I appreciate that. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Carla. Fatima, good morning. Or good afternoon. I'm saying morning, but it's afternoon. It's morning somewhere, though. So I have to be really discerning about who I let work on me. And so there's just a couple of people now who I would let do healing work on me. And I am super glad to have those people. And good morning, Errol. And good morning, Peggy. Good morning, Parker. Good morning. Nice to see you all. Good afternoon. I know I keep saying morning. Again, it's morning somewhere. So anyway, if you guys want to call in, I'm happy to chat with you. About my topic today is, you know, with All Souls Day just behind us and the Day of the Dead just behind us, I thought it would be kind of fun to chat with your relatives who have passed and pull some cards to get messages from them. So if anybody in the chat would like a card from your relatives, let me know. Good morning. Look at you with those sunglasses on. I know my daughter actually dislikes these sunglasses because she says they look she said I look like a cop with them on. So she doesn't like them because, I don't know, not that she's ever gotten in trouble, but she doesn't like them because she says they're too, they look too much like cop glasses. First time viewing. Oh, well, thank you so much for being here, Shauna. I appreciate that. Anyway, so I'm going to pull a card, a general card for everybody for the day, for the overall energy of the day, but my guides are saying no, for the week. And cards are just falling out of the deck. Hold on, I have to pick up. They're just falling out of the deck. So I'm like, all right, I get it. They want to play with cards. So when I say they, it's a team of guides that I work with, and there's so many of them now that it's a whole collective, and I keep asking them to give me a name of the collective, and I have not heard one yet. Hopefully one day soon I will, because like Esther Hicks has Abraham, and Colette Baron-Reed has Fred, I don't know what the name of my collective is, but I feel like they'll give it to me eventually at some point. So I want to pick a couple of cards for the day. Interesting. I mean, for the week. They want for the week. And these are from Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck. As some of you know who follow me, and I know there are a lot of my friends on here, I've studied with Colette for many, many, many years. And I absolutely love her decks because they all work together as a system, which I really like. And they're really clear. You can't make up what they come out with. You just can't make it up. And they're always very accurate. Sometimes, however, when you ask a specific question, the cards will not answer the question because there might be an underlying theme or energy that you have up for you right now. And they'll go to that rather than answering the specific question. So if you guys do oracle cards at all, keep that in mind, that sometimes you can ask a question, but the cards don't actually aren't answering the question that you asked. They're talking about whatever the overall energy is going on for you at the time instead. So for this week, they're kind of laughing. So my guides, I have some guides that have a real sense of humor. So they are, they're laughing and they're like, so the first card is clean it up. So what does that mean? So, you know, clean it up can be actually physically clean it up. I always like to clean my house and, you know, do a deep cleaning and reorganize and change things around with the change of the seasons. And I put away my summer decor, and then I put fall decor up, and then I do the same thing for Christmas and that kind of thing. And I love that. I love having, as my daughter calls them, tchotchkes. Although, oh my God, if she ever saw my grandmother's house, she would really know tchotchkes. I don't have a lot of tchotchkes, but I do like to put things above my cabinet because there's a space between the cabinet and the ceiling, and I put lights up there and I put decorative things, and I really like doing that. And I have a fireplace mantle in the living room, and I change the decorations on that, and it's just nice. It's nice. So clean it up. It can be clean up your space, and it can also be clean up your thoughts, right? What are you working on that needs cleaning up in your thoughts? Time to dust out the cobwebs and really, really take a good look at what it is you need to clean up, dust off, and you know, put in the recycle bin. Sometimes it's our thoughts. And then, chop wood, a leg up, and chop wood in protection fell out of the deck as I was shuffling. So those cards are going to give more information, to the main anchor card. And a leg up is just what it sounds like. It's a leg up. It may come from other people. It may be a leg up from spirit. And I feel like that somebody here, either on the phone line or in the Facebook page, is feeling some real stress or struggle internally about a money situation. And I feel like that you will get a leg up at this time. And so keep focusing on the abundance that you have, even though it seems like you might not have enough. Keep focusing on the abundance you already have in your life. And, you know, you can usually do things like go through your closet and see how many clothes you have, right? It's not like in the days of our ancestors when they had a few work clothes and then they had one dress-up outfit and that was it, and one pair of work shoes and one pair of dress shoes for funerals or weddings, and that was it. Now, you know, most of us have many pairs of shoes and lots of clothing to choose from, and so clothing is a place where I suggest people can start to remind them how much abundance they really have. It can also be the abundance all around you, looking in nature, right? There's squirrels everywhere here now because they're all gathering their winter food. And So they're all over the place. So there's an abundance of squirrels. So you can look for an abundance even in nature to remind you that the world is abundant and it provides for us, right? So then, so chop wood in protection usually means for me that you're sitting around waiting for things to happen, okay? So you're waiting for the gift to be delivered to you, the leg up from spirit or from someone else, right? But if we can't be complacent and just expect that, oh, I'm going to buy the lottery ticket and win the millions, which, you know, sometimes happens, but you have to be in the right vibration to be able to call that into you and then to accept it in. So this is really calling for this week for all of you to think about what do you need to clean up in your life and take action to get out of your chair, whether it's cleaning up your physical space or cleaning up something that's going on mentally or emotionally. Like, I needed a healing to clean my lenses today. And so maybe it's that for you. So really feel into what you're called, what the cleaning up is for you, okay? And then get out there and clean it up. Take the action and do it, and you'll have some assistance. So I'm going to go to the phone lines and take a caller. And this call number, area code is 408, and the last four digits are 0953. I'm a little spacey. 2 days of all this healing work. So again, the area code is 408. No, I'm dyslexic too this afternoon. The area code is 480. And the last four digits of the number are 0953. So caller, tell me where you're calling from and what your name is. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine. Who's this, please?
Hi, Cynthia Fontaine. It's Mary Ellen Smith.
This is. I thought I recognized the number. Mm-hmm. Good. It's morning for you. So good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I have to say that this morning has not been super great. And when I saw you doing the Facebook Live, I was like, oh, good. I didn't feel well enough to go to church. So I was like, oh, Cynthia's there. That's great. So.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That I can't tell you how, oh, my God, how that makes me feel. That's really, really amazing. So you know, it's funny because you were present at, do you mind if I share a little bit about Sedona and Dreamweaver?
Oh, no,
and about my realization there after the year. So Mary Ellen and I worked with Colette Baron Reed for a year mastermind program. And in Sedona, our final weekend in September, we were going around the room and we were sharing what we got out of the year. And when everybody started going around the room speaking and one person would pick the next person, my guides kept saying, you're going to be last, but don't worry. It's okay. Cause I had this thing. And it's interesting because I was also last in the healing circle yesterday to be worked on. And so now I'm like, oh goody, I get to be last again. Where I used to feel really bad about being picked last because I was never picked for the teams in school. I was the leftover and I would end up on, I would be always the last person and I would just get stuck on the team, you know, that I would get on. So I was never picked. And so it was a real thing for me, but my guys kept saying in Sedona, don't worry, you're going to be last, but it's perfect. And they were so right. Because every single person shared something that woke something up within me that reminded me what part of my mission is. And I have always had this huge, deep love for spirit and the angels and all that. And I loved church when I was growing up as a kid. And though I don't claim myself to be a Catholic anymore, I still love the saints and their stories and every religion I feel has something beautiful to offer when you break it down to the very basics of the religion and take all the other stuff out. But anyway, so I remembered that I've always wanted to have a church. And I used to look at churches by, and I'm actually in the process of reorganizing my business under a spiritual or church umbrella. I hate to use the word church because some people go, ooh, but it's really going to be a spiritual center. So thank you so much for saying that. I know that was long-winded.
No, but that's amazing. That's amazing because sometimes you have what you want. You just don't recognize it because it didn't come in the form that you expected. So,
right.
I mean, because that's what this feels like to me. I mean, it feels like church on Sunday morning. Like I just get this message and I, you know, it just allows me to exhale and go, okay, everything's going to be all right.
Oh, that I can't say how touched I am and how much that means to me, you saying that. So thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been, you know, flopping around with rebranding for a while. And the thing that sort of has come out and is sticking a little bit is Spirit Guru. But there's a dot between the C-U and the R-U. And what that means, mm-hmm. I actually haven't explained that to people yet. Because the energy of the guru is actually exiting now. And the dot between the two is a representation of that you are the guru and we have the guru within us. It's not looking outward, but inward. So whatever people, you know, or see or are getting out of the show, it's because you have that within you and it's energizing or activating something. So anyway, that's my bit on that. My God, the cards are just being crazy, falling to the floor. So I have to retrieve more cards. Like a whole bunch of them fell out. So Mary Ellen, how can I help you today? Is there anything special or particular that I can assist you with? Would you like a card from one of your loved ones or a general card or anything specific?
I don't think I've ever actually had a card from a loved one. I would like that.
Okay, great. So, oh my God, this is so much fun because our loved ones are, you know, they come around us all the time and they want to help us. And, you know, there are, especially when we have loved ones who are so dear to us, you know, we want to hear from them. And like my grandmother, she passed away in 2001, which is, almost 20 years ago, so like 18 years ago. And I never hear from her. And she actually showed up in the healing circle yesterday. And I was so thrilled about that because she gave me the information. She gave me the support that I needed to know that my path is, I'm on the right path. Because I was at a fork in the road, having to choose between two directions in my work, and one of the directions is related to her and the work that she did with doing clearings and taking nasty things out of houses and from people and stuff like that, and I'm not really feeling called to go in that direction, She gave me the blessing of going to the light, working with the light and going in the direction that I'm really feeling called to. And so I really felt blessed by that. And so, but all week we've been working with cards in Colette Baron Reed's Oracle School, talking to our dead relatives. I like saying our dead relatives. I don't know why. it's just got juice for me where people go, oh, that's harsh. No, they're dead. They don't care. They know they're dead, right? So, Lisa by Grace says, when you posted the question yesterday, I thought of my grandmother who died in 1975. I loved her the most. Yeah. So the question I posted yesterday in the Facebook group was, if you could hear from one of your loved ones, who would that be? If you could bring them back and spend a day with them, who would it be? And for me, it was my grandmother. And I feel really blessed of being able to spend some time with her yesterday. So one thing I like, a question that's really good to ask your relatives on the other side is, can be, how do you support me? Right? So that can be a good question. What do you love most about who I've become is another question. You know, so it's really questions that that can give you some light on what they see in you that we might not always see in ourselves. So does any of that resonate with you, Mary Ellen?
Well, you know, truthfully, it's a little scary because I've never really been as overt with the whole mediumship thing as, you know, as you are.
Yeah.
So can you just guide me in that?
Yeah, you know, and I really appreciate that because, you know, when you don't have the direct connection, sometimes it can be fearful about who's going to come through or what's going to come through and what the message will be. And we always, you know, sometimes we fear that it's going to be something that we don't want to hear, right? And people often feel like, you know, that we're not enough. We didn't do enough with our loved ones who are passed. And I have never, ever encountered in all the thousands of people that I've worked with now at this point, I've never encountered any loved one say, you didn't do enough. You didn't come enough. You know, which is really, really interesting. And that can be a real fear for some people. And then, you know, a fear that am I good enough in their eyes? You know, am I good enough to that's also can be another thing. And so, you know, let me assure you and everyone who's watching today on Facebook or who's listening to the radio who catches this on the replay, that your loved ones really do love you and they do think you are enough, but they also can see they have the bigger picture on the other side. And not everybody's perfect over there because, you know, we don't go over there and then we're miraculously turned into these beautiful angels. But they have a bigger picture. And, you know, the people who they can support us in a different way. Right. And so I always work in a way that I ask that I'm a clear and perfect channel. And I ask for the message of the person who I'm sitting for. And so that would be the person who I'm delivering the message to. I ask that they receive a message for their best and highest good, you know, and a message that will help them somehow in their life. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to disconnect then. So a leg up. Fell out of the deck again, Mary Ellen.
Oh,
so this,
interesting.
Yeah, so this is especially, you know, there's a special asterisk here for you because as you said, that would be perfect. The card fell out of the deck, right? So So they're ready and they're offering you a hand. They're offering you a leg up from the other side. And did you have a loved one passed who had dementia or like Alzheimer's, some kind of memory loss or something?
No, actually, to the best of my knowledge, none of my relatives have had that kind of condition.
Okay, because I'm feeling some kind of or brain confusion or was there a contusion to the head? One of your relatives have some kind of hit to the head or something that you know of?
One of my aunts died in a car accident. I think was a kind of instantaneous death.
Okay. So as they start to come through, they'll start giving me physical clues in my body to who it is that we're connecting with. And I feel like that it was a head injury. It was, you know, part of the situation, and I feel really confused. And so then now when was she kind of chatty?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, because now she's going blah, 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 in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
So she's telling me that initially when she passed, she was very confused because it was very quick and sudden. But it didn't take her long, she says, to get back to her normal chatty self.
Okay.
So she got back to her normal chatty self pretty quickly. She said, but there was a short period of time where there was some confusion. She actually watched the scene outside of the scene where she watched the rescue people and everything. And she was kind of fascinated by it, but confused at the same time, because she didn't realize yet in that moment that she was out of her body. So the confusion was this lapse where she didn't comprehend. So it felt like to me like it could have been like an Alzheimer's or a dementia, because I'm trying to process, but it's not processing. And so it was in that space of time with the initial impact and then the confusion state. And who is the, do you have an L name? Someone with an L name around you? Starts with the letter L.
Not that I can think of, except for my ex-husband.
Okay. And no, nobody passed on the other side with an L name? I'm just getting the L.
Nothing that I can think of.
Okay, so it could be your ex-husband. This is like a puzzle, right? We flip the pieces over and see where they go. And so they're putting like the L on my head, right? And they're going, L, L, L. I'm like, okay, I got it, L. And then, you know, and when people do that, there used to be a thing, and maybe, I don't know how long ago it was, but it would be like.
Well, okay, all right. This might be it. So this was, my aunt died in this really bad car accident, and it was like 2 weeks after like the Twin Towers went down.
Okay.
And her stepdaughter was driving the car, and her stepdaughter was disabled in some way.
Okay.
But I don't know how, but she had an attendant, and the attendant could drive, but she insisted on driving, and like it was like a pride thing. And so she was driving the car, and because she was driving the car, the whole configuration of where everybody was sitting was different. And then they got into this accident, and my aunt died, and you know, the two other people survived, but her name just happened to be Mary Ellen.
Okay, interesting. All right, so.
I think that's the L's.
Okay. And so it's interesting also because they're showing me L-shaped in the car as well. So there were two people in the front, one person in the back, or was it two people in the back?
It was two people in the front and one in the back.
Yeah. Okay, because she's relating it now to the configuration in the car, and I feel like, did they have an impact with another vehicle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can see the headlights of the other vehicle, and the impact now, and had it been the normal configuration, she's saying that she would still have been here. But she says, it's okay.
Yes.
She says, it's okay. You know, and that she still looks after Mary Ellen, and she does distinguish the two of you with the L, which is really interesting. She's like, there's the big L and there's the little L. So, and sometimes that can be actual physical size, like so one can be taller than the other, one's older than the other, and so they sometimes distinguish that, you know, with letters, or they'll have me put my hand to well, that's usually with kids where they'll have me put my hand up and down for age and height, but for you, they're distinguishing that between, she's saying, there's the big L and there's the little L. She loved you so much. She thought that you were the sweetest thing, like, on the face of the earth. And did you guys drink tea together or something, or was she a tea drinker?
I don't remember. I think that she lived, like, in a kind of rural area, so she had a really different lifestyle than now I'm remembering. She would make tea, and so she had like a very, like, a much bigger house and a much different lifestyle than we all had.
Because she's showing me tea, you know, and really down to earth lady, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that she was really, really down to earth, and that she was somebody, I feel like, who could be a really good guide or influence, somebody that you could talk to, who was a good support, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, hundreds of people showed up at her funeral. Yeah. I guess she babysat them over the years.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't have any knowledge of that until her funeral.
Yeah.
And I just looked over to the left, and I just saw, like, what looked like somebody in the house, like a figure. Like, with no features, but. And then all the hairs went up on my legs.
Ah, that's always a good clue when the hairs on the back of your neck go up, right? And did you notice, did it seem like it was light or dark?
It was dark.
It was dark.
It was like a shadow.
Okay. So, because, you know, I'm asking questions here in between, and asking, you know, if it was your aunt, and she says, yeah, it was her. Right. So she's just letting you know that she's around you. She says, have no fear, my child. Have no fear, have no fear, have no fear, she says. And that, she says that you will get through this time. You will get through this time. You will get through this time. Does that make sense for you?
Because when you were talking earlier about, you know, the cards for everybody in the group, and the, you know, the keep focusing on abundance. The longer I go with the, like, when I have a bout of illness or don't feel well, like, even if it's just I don't feel 100%, but I don't, you know, I'm, like, not sick in bed, then the more I tend to worry about my future and, you know, my ability to make money and do good work. And, you know, I'm now going on about, you know, 3 weeks of not feeling that well from a sinus infection. And there's just a certain point, and it's like, it's very arbitrary. And it's like, I can't stand this. That's why I was really happy to see you online this morning, because I was just feeling like, I can't stand this. It's just making, you know, like, when is it going to end? And when am I going to feel better? And when am I going to just be able to do, you know, more work? And,
Right. So sometimes to be able to press forward with more work, when our body will give us clues to see what it is that is ready to be released or uncovered, right? And when, for me, oftentimes, because I used to be very pro, I used to get sinus infections all the time and would have to go on prednisone and antibiotics and all that. And when I understood and started to really get that sinus infection is representative of being aggravated by somebody close to you, as soon as I put my finger on it, the sinus infection would somehow miraculously disappear, or it would never become, you know, sort of full-blown after that. And I haven't had a full-on sinus infection now in, gosh, I can't tell you how long. And so sometimes when we make that thought mind, that body mind connection, the problem dissipates rather pretty quickly. So that's some thought. And I know we did chat about this a little bit, and how, what it could, might mean for you. And I know for myself, I can get really sort of aggravated with myself for not doing things that I think I should be doing, or, you know, just feeling like I'm not where I feel I should be, whether it's in my career or in my living situation or whatever. And so, it could be the question too, well, is the irritation with coming from within, and maybe not so much with somebody outside of me, but is it coming from with inside of me? So that's a question to look at as well, because I feel like, again, the body gives us clues as to what is we're ready to release, or what we're ready to look at in a different way. Does that make sense at all for you?
And as you're saying that, I was just thinking that, you know, back in the day before there was social media, everybody just did whatever it was that they did, and you didn't really get to see people, you know, in their day-to-day lives, you know, like
right.
we do now, you know, on social media. And so then you see all these, you know, you see all these people with, you know, well, I think I was talking about this last week with their carefully curated lives. And
yes.
You see all these businesses, and these businesses are obviously ahead of where you are. And then you just start feeling like, okay, I'm falling behind. I'm not doing enough. I'm, you know, and it's all very arbitrary and self-imposed.
Right.
About, you know, about where I should be or what I should be doing.
Right. And you know, I get that also as an individual trying to do everything myself. You know, I'm fortunate to have a couple of my students and clients who will pitch in when I need, you know, like somebody to do paperwork or things like that, which is really great. But it's hard being a solo entrepreneur. And then we see somebody, I watched this guy, this Australian guy, about he's a solo entrepreneur, and he went from like zero to hero, and, you know, supposedly overnight with this system. And, you know, is there a system that exists like that? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like it's almost kind of like when you win the lottery, people win the lottery, and then within a couple of years, the money's all gone. Because they mm-hmm. didn't do the work to get to be the person, you know, at a different level to handle money differently than they'd handle it in the past. And so I almost feel like, you know, that there's an evolving that has to happen. And sometimes it can be frustrating because it seems like it's taking forever. You know, and with my own self, I channeled my first message at 19. I didn't really come out of the psychic closet until, I don't know, the middle of the 2000s. And that was with animal communication because I didn't want to do the mediumship part or the psychic part. And then it was came pretty quickly, I want to say within about two and a half years, where I realized that it's the people of the animals, owners, who really have the problems. It's not the animals. You know, there might be 1% in the animal world that really has a problem, but a lot of the problems are created by the people, because the animals take on all of that of the people, and they know every single thing about us, which can be dangerous, you know. But anyway, so so really, really interesting. So as you were speaking, talking about, you know, feeling that I should be somewhere else, I should be ahead, you know, that I totally resonate with that. I have to go back and remember. It would be like somebody who wins the lottery and then within a couple of years they're bankrupt, right? We have to go through our process to gather up the tools that we need so that when we do really step in, we have those tools. But then there is also a part where you have to step in. And for me, the not stepping in for so many years created a lot of physical illness and tension within my body. It created a lot of injuries and accidents. And then when I really stepped in, miraculously, the injuries and the accidents, knock on wood, I'm superstitious, just stopped. They stopped happening. You know, after a series of many years of having injuries and not being able to work a full year, and some years I couldn't work at all. And then it all stopped when I actually put both feet in the water and said, yeah, this is my mission and I have to complete my mission, you know? Oh my goodness, hold on, I'm almost off the radio, but I can keep you on. The recording, the show will just end. So hold on, but okay. We can stay on there. We can stay on, but it's gonna cut everybody off. So, hey, you guys, I wanna thank, time went by so fast, I can't believe it. I wanna thank you all for tuning in, whoever tuned in live, and for everybody on the Facebook page, but stay on the Facebook page because I'm not going away there yet. And I wanna say I love you all so very much. You can check me out, check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Like my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And you can look it up by Cynthia Fontaine Intuitive, I think. But find me, like my page, share it with your friends. I do give referral bucks. You know, if you work with me and then you send me referrals, you will get a credit with me. And thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy life to be here with me, sharing space. And, you know, really enjoying these deep and fabulous conversations that we have. So I love you all so very much. And again, you know, share this with your friends if you got something. And sign up for my newsletter, my Facebook page. And I'll have new classes coming out on the internet in after the first of the year and locally soon. Okay. I'm off the air there.
Okay. So now, so people on Facebook can't hear me now?
People on Facebook can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. I wasn't going to say anything. Don't quite understand, you know, the broadcast technology you're using, but.
Right. Yeah. So people on Facebook can still hear you. So what I did was the show isn't being aired live anymore on Blog Talk, but I can still keep the show open and talk to you without hanging up.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So whoever was listening on Blog Talk now can't hear anymore, but the people on Facebook can still hear us. Stacey says, I always come at the end, but it's perfect time. Shelly, Sagan, and so a whole bunch of people are saying good morning. And hello, Pat Burrows, Fatima, Shelly. So I'm still here, you guys. Who else popped in while we've been chatting? Frida, Susan, Mags, oh, all kinds of people. Lynn, Candy, Donna, Errol. Oh, lots of people. Okay. So, I feel like that, you know, in a sense, we are. The generation of light workers now, like you and I, and, you know, you are a light worker, and we all work differently, bringing the light to others. You know, you bring the light through your whimsical and adorable and amazing artwork, and through your writing, and through helping people, and that's a light worker, right? So it doesn't have to be that you're a table healer, or that you do psychic messages, you know, to be a light worker. And we're all light workers now. We're really called to step into our light and step into, you know, what we're really being called to, and to release all that has been in our past, all the trauma, all the drama, all the stuff that happened to us, to now release that and to step into new and lighter clothing and shoe. And they're saying shoe wear. Do you like shoes?
I love shoes, yeah.
That's so funny because they're like, oh, yes, but new shoe wear. I'm like, oh, okay, so mm-hmm. she must like shoes.
mm-hmm. Well, so it's that, you know, before we went to the break, you were talking about, like, that when you don't step into what you should be doing, it shows up in your body, you know, and
yes.
I think it's been about 10 years when I'm kind of doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I feel like sometimes like I'm paying a price for my unconsciousness in the past, but I had no awareness of the unconsciousness. And I don't know if that's just like a guilt thing or if that's a real thing.
So our body holds on to, our body has amazing muscle memory, and it will store the events of the past within the body. And when you're asking questions like this, it's because now you're ready to release all that of the past. Because what comes to the surface, what comes to the door, is ready to fall to the floor. Okay, and so that's a really great question. And so I like to sort of reframe it a little bit and take the guilt part out of it, because some of it is really not our fault. Some of it is because the body has such a strong muscle memory in it, right? And the reticular activating system of the mind is always looking for what's familiar. Often get into the same kind of relationships over and over again, so it's a different face. And it seems like it's a different person. Then a few years in, we're seeing some of the same threads as with the relationships before, you know, until mm-hmm. we recognize it, and then we can choose to do something different. So I really feel like for you that I would like to reframe and say, okay, so yes, I had this experience in the past. Could my body have this amazing memory to retain it? And may I now release it without feeling that I, you know, I'm guilty in some way in holding on to it? Because it's not always, say, the psyche, the body also has the memory and within it, within the cells. Okay. So sometimes it's going, you know, really even to those levels, the deeper levels. Oh, well, Althea Gray is on. Good morning, Althea.
Hi, Althea.
Mary Ellen's on the line, and she says, hi, Althea. Oh, this is so much fun. Lisa Mike Grace says, hi, Althea. Everybody's saying hi to Althea now. We love Althea. And Althea mm-hmm. is going to come on the radio show. I have to schedule a week with her and talk about the incredible work that she does, the healing work that she does. And if you guys are anybody interested in that who does not know Althea's work, you can go to Althea, can you put your email in, your website in? I was going to say AltheaGray.com, but I think .com. So can you just put your website in there, Althea, for everybody, if you can, if you don't mind? That'd be great. Yay. Great. And you guys can all check out Althea's work. She's absolutely amazing. And her gold kits are fabulous. So Mary Ellen, you know, again, I feel like you're at the precipice. And it's interesting because the card, going back to the card that fell out of the deck, was come to the edge. And come to the edge is just that. You're standing on the edge of this, what looks to be a scary place. I'm going to show the card here on Facebook so people can see it in case they're not familiar with it. And she's standing on this small piece of earth that seems to have levitated into the sky, and she's right at the edge, but it's surrounded by hearts, right? And she's in this flowing, beautiful, musical type clothing. Do you play music, or is there someone around you who's musical?
Will is very musical.
Okay, because now they're talking about, I'm seeing musical notes and playing music and singing music, hearing music, and they're saying it's joy to the soul, so really, really neat, and so they want you to know also that Will, he's an inventor of some kind.
Yes.
Yes.
And he actually invented his own music system and patented it.
Oh, perfect. Because they're talking about, oh, that makes perfect sense. So see, here's the puzzle, right? So they're showing me music notes and this beautiful music and symphony and, you know, all flowing together beautifully, and then talking about Will being this inventor. So that's really, really cool. And I feel like that his music is playful, it's joyful, it takes you to another time and space, if that makes sense. And it's really, really neat. So for you, they're saying, come to the edge, my dear. And it's interesting because I never speak like this, where come to the edge, my dear. That's not my style. So this is coming through me. It's not from me. They're saying, come to the edge, my dear, and look at the beautiful surroundings you have all around you, right? And they're saying that you're levitating this space of earth that you're standing on this edge. It's your magic, right, that has been able to take this piece that belongs to you and bring it to this rising above sort of all the muck of society that we're seeing now, right? This is really, really unique and special. I've never seen this before. And so they want you to know that you've got this special gift that stands out from others, and now it's stepping into it and being being aware and stepping into it with an open heart and less trepidation. They're staying away from the word fear, which is interesting, but stepping into it with less trepidation, and know that on this piece of earth that you have created, that you have it all wrapped up into this piece of earth, right? All that you need. Does that help?
Yeah, yesterday I did this, I did one of those Eye Awake meditations. I got one called Strong Medicine, and it's very intense, and it says in the guide, the guide area of the website, it says, this is not for everybody, and of course, then I said, okay, this is for me.
It's for me.
So when you said, like, the body has memory in the cells, like, one of the things, like, after I did that, I felt like I had run a marathon, and I just realized how I'm really holding on to stuff in my body, and then it's a big relief to get rid of it. So now, I have a little trepidation doing that again, because I just say to myself, like, oh, okay, if I do that again, I'm going to feel like I ran a marathon afterwards. But it's kind of, I think, just what I need, because now I'm at the point where consciously I understand the need to release, but then there's still, like, this physical, like, subconscious holding on. And that's what this whole past year has been about for me, was understanding resistance and releasing the resistance. And so I think that this is just about, maybe another level of subconscious resistance that I haven't been able to consciously understand or acknowledge.
Right. And I love that, that you are coming to that. So I just want to, it was 11:11, but it just switched. I still make a wish. quick, everybody make a wish. Squeeze it through before the window closes. Now, the window's always open, right? But there are some times when we'll see, like, 11:11 or 1:11, and it's to remind us that, oh, the window's open to the other side. Make a wish. I always like to make a wish. And, that's one thing that I love about you, is that you are open to looking at the resistance. And I like that, that I think at one point you even called yourself the resistor, right? So, and we have...
resistance to my resistance.
Beautiful, right? So you have an archetype for that. And we have 12 archetypes. We have an archetype in each one of our chakras. And when it's a big, say, resistance, or it's a big energy, it might be in one of your five soul chakras, you know, or it could be in one of your physical chakras. So there's 7 physical chakras, and then there's 5 spiritual chakras. And when it was something that is unbendable, non-negotiable, then that's when it's in one of the 5 spiritual chakras. And we have we come with a guide for each one of those chakras also, and their expertise is whatever our archetype is in that chakra, and that's how they can help us. But we have to ask them, because they're guides. Angels can intervene on our behalf without permission. If, say, for example, you know, you're driving the car and somebody's gonna sideswipe you, or you know, run into you, and it's not your time, they can make things happen so that you know, it's for your highest and best good. Guides can't interfere in that way. So we have these 12 guides, each one for each chakra, and then we come with, you know, a master guide. And depending on like what your life's mission is, you might come with even more guides, or you'll collect them. Like, I have collected so many guides, and I said to the dean of students at the Healer School I went to one time, I said, she's like, "Oh, you have a new guide," and I'm like, "Why do I need so many guides?" And she said, "Oh, honey, it's because you work with so many crazy people, you need a guide that can relate to all of them." And I just had to laugh at that, because we're all crazy in our own ways, right? We all mm-hmm. have, you know, we all tend to have some kind of neuroses. And so I can appreciate the resistor. And I was actually thinking about you this last week, because I was having a lot of resistance going to this workshop that I went to yesterday, Jane's Dancing Hands, and because I don't know why, and I didn't know why then, I just was feeling this resistance, and I thought, you know, I don't know, but I was feeling called to go, but I was having resistance. And it's so interesting, because my massage therapist called me up. She's hosting Jane here on the East Coast, and she said, you know, I would really love for you to come. So she got the download that, you know, she was getting the download that I needed to be there. But again, it's free will, so I still had to choose. And I said to her, you know, I'm having some resistance, and I don't know what it is. And after I hung up the phone with her, so Dave was sitting in my kitchen when this was going on. So Dave is my significant other. He's my son's father, my child's father. And he was sitting in my kitchen at the time, and he perked up and he said, "Well, I'll go with you." And I thought, "You will?" He's like, "Well, yeah, just explain a little bit to me." I'm like, "Well, it's going to seem a little weird. So are you, you know," and I explained it to him. I'm like, "Are you sure you want to go?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll go." So she does these mudras, and she dances, and she speaks in a different language. It's very tribal and old to me, and I recognize some of the words that she was speaking and all of that. But if Dave hadn't said he would go, I wasn't going to go. I was going to bail. And so now he said he's going to go. I'm like, "Oh, well, I guess I need to be there." Because if he's saying he's going to go to this weird thing, this really woo-woo thing, there's got to be a reason for it. So I said, "Okay, I'll go." So I went, and I was given, I think I talked about it earlier, but I don't think I was on Facebook yet. I was talking about it on the radio that 2.5 years ago, every year I was told by one of my first teachers in this field, in this work, that every year I would get a new gift around my birthday. And so I said, "Well, okay, that sounds interesting. You know, well, I'll take it, you know, and see what happens." And so every year I have been getting a new gift. And 2.5 years ago, I was given the gift of what's called ectoplasm. And I thought, "What is that?" Okay, so face the Ghostbusters, right? They use ectoplasm to grab the ghosts or whatever. So that's what I'm thinking in my mind, not knowing anything whatsoever about it. So I only spoke with one person within the school about it, which was really interesting because there were about that time, there were almost 300 people in the school. And this was a big whole school meditation that we had done. And the one person that I spoke to knew exactly what I was talking about. Not only did she know what I was talking about, but in the 70s, she used to go to New York and she would take part in this. She was within this group with this mystic who would do physical mediumship. And that's what it is. The ectoplasm is the gift of physical mediumship, where when you're working with people, they suddenly see their ancestors on your face or a loved one. And so your face transposes and you can also produce physical objects. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. That's way too weird even for me, all the crazy things that, you know, I've encountered and done. I'm not doing that. So I said, nope, closing that door. And then for the last month, I have been seeing all this stuff about physical mediumship. And one of our friends from Dreamweaver, oh my God, I could see her face right in front of me and I just totally went blank. Our Boston girl, Marsha, she's also been in groups and has experienced that. So I'm like, okay. So obviously this is coming back around again, a reminder that I have this gift, you know, that I need to be open to the possibility of at least exploring it. And as it turns out, Jane has the gift of ectoplasm or physical mediumship. So that was why I needed to be there this weekend. And that was also the resistance because my higher conscious knew that that was going to come up. And my ego self was still afraid. And I had an amazing session with her this morning. I was so lucky, blessed that she actually made space for me to come in because she felt it was her guides told her that it was important to work with me. And it was really, really amazing. So now I'm like, okay, I'll think about this.
Oh, well, this reminds me of when we were in Sedona and we did that look into each other's eyes exercise. And when I was your partner, I remember your face changed twice, like once to a man's face and once to a woman's face. But I didn't really have any thoughts about, you know, who they could be. You know, I was just kind of present with it.
Yes. So that's exactly it. And so it may have been one of your relatives from past, or it could also be because when you do the eye gazing, when you look into, I think it's the right eye, you're seeing soul, and you can also see all the lifetimes of that person. So it could be that you were seeing some of my lifetime, or it could be that you were seeing faces of some of your relatives who had passed, or friends. It doesn't always have to be relatives, but people who are close to you. So yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, and that's part of it. And the other thing is, it's like anything that you practice and you get better at. You get more skilled at it. And Jane has even produced physical crystals. In some of her workshops through her hands. And so that's really interesting to me. So I was afraid of it, but now I'm kind of excited and curious to see what's going to happen. So really, really interesting. And so thanks for reminding me about that because I'd forgotten you said that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much. So your loved ones want to give you a card. And they wanna let you know how they support you. Oh my God, I am butterfingers today. The cards just wanna play. Dropping cards all over the place. Sometimes I never drop a card, and then other days the deck is really active, and they all just want to come out and play. They're like, me, pick me. So I'm just going to take a nice deep breath in and ask that I am able to channel through or be the clear channel for a perfect message for you from your ancestors to show you how they love and support you. So tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
And then would you like to pick a card or would you like me to pick it?
Just go ahead and pick it.
Saying here. So it's interesting because if a card doesn't slip right out, then it's not the right card. Ah, and there it is. Oh, serendipity. I love that. Look how joyful that card is, right? So they support you and help you with the serendipity things that come in your life. And so serendipity to me is like the synchronicities, right? So they're going to help you weave. They're saying they're helping you weave the synchronicities in your life, right? And also know, so it's interesting because like they're showing me where the clovers are. Some of them are detached off of the stem and they're floating up into the air. And they're saying that they're telling me that they're flying with you and that you just have to hold on. So look at there's not a string. Well, it looks like there might be a string from the fairy, the goddess, to the clover. And they're saying, be light as a feather and hold on for the beautiful ride. It's green and glorious, they say, and all comes well. All comes well is what they say. All comes well. And that's their message for you, is all comes well. So I hope that helps. And look for the serendipity in all things and the synchronicities. And the synchronicities, right? It's look for the opportunities and be ready to take those opportunities. So they're going to help you help to bring to you the opportunities that you're now ready to usher into your life and to enjoy.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, you're straight as an arrow. You're on the mark. You know, it's like keep shooting for the sky, they say. So I hope that helped. And I do have to run. I'm actually going to go to another workshop with Jane.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and it's been a half an hour and I haven't eaten yet. So I better get my little fanny in gear and get along here. Otherwise, I'm going to miss it. All right.
Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I really appreciate spending this time with you and being part of your circle and all the help that you are for me and for others, you know, with our writing and in so many ways and all the gifts that you share. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love you very much. All right, you guys.
I love you too.
Thank you. I have to run. Patrick Jordan, just jumping in. Oh, love being on here with you, Althea, too. I love you so much. I have the best people in my life, and I didn't always say that. I had a really hard life, but you know, I've done a lot of work, and I'm in a place where I just am so blessed and have the most amazing, wonderful people in my life. So thank you all so much, everybody who came on live, everybody who's going to watch the replay. I love you all. Share this with your friends. If you'd like to book a session with me, you can go on CynthiaFontaine.com and book directly through there. And I got to run. I'm going to have a great workshop, Pat. Thanks, Pat, so much. Love you guys. Mwah.